Welcome to ClickFunnels Radio, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here's your host, Dave Woodward.
Welcome back, everybody. This is a question I get asked all of the time, and that is, Dave, how long will it take? How long is it going to take for me to have a successful funnel? How long is it going to take before I make my money back? How long will it take? And I'm like, there's a bazillion different answers to that. So I thought I would kind of expound on this and help you understand as you're taking a look at the journey, the entrepreneurial journey that a person's on, how long it actually is going to take. There's so many great resources. I'll try to refer to a couple of them. One of my buddies, Nathan Berry, who actually owns ConvertKit, had a podcast that's called Endure Long Enough to Get Noticed. And I read it and it was just an awesome, it's an actual blog article. And it was just fascinating for me to see how well he documented everything. Because again, he deals with the same type of thing, primarily with a lot of bloggers who are trying to get success and trying to get noticed. And I think the key here is so often we get started and we think, gosh, you know what, it's this, I've got the resources to last this long. If it doesn't happen that long, then I'm going to quit and I'm going to do something else. Realize that for most of us, it always takes longer. I can tell you from a software standpoint, if you budget 6 months, then the software's probably going to take you 12 months. If you think it's going to take you a month to get something done, it always takes longer. The key is just not to give up. And I think that's where so many people get frustrated. They're like, you know, I should have achieved X level of success by here. I should have gotten noticed by here. If you look at some of the podcasts that you've listened to or some of the Netflix episodes that you binge watched, did you get it on the very first show? Chances are no way in the world. Most of the time, they may be into 50, 100 different podcasts before you actually hear about the first one. I can tell you one podcast I listen to all the time is Andrew Warner's. Same with another one is John Lee Dumas's. Both those literally had hundreds of podcasts before I even heard about them. And I think that too often we get to a point where we think that we got to know right away. Same thing happens on a Netflix show. There's most of the shows I've watched, it's usually because they already had two or three seasons done, finished. Each season has, who knows, 10, 12, 20 different episodes. So they've literally published the content for that long before they actually got noticed. Realize that for a lot of us, success doesn't come overnight. Again, I always joke about, yeah, my success, I'm definitely an overnight success. It just happened to be a 12-year long night. And it just took that long. It takes a long time to get the success that we want. And too often, I think a lot of us just get frustrated because we have limited the mindset or we've got a limited sort of resources. And you're like, you know, I just can't, it has to happen faster than that. I'm like, realize it probably won't. And I don't want you to get your hopes up and have them dashed when all of a sudden it just doesn't. But the key is, as you continue to endure through it, you continue to learn, you continue to grow. Russell did a podcast recently, really about how long it took as far as this whole, like, this concept of the one funnel away. And he was actually speaking at, I think, Steve Larson's event and talked about how long did it really take to have success and with ClickFunnels. And it was literally over 130 different funnels, 130 funnels before we actually landed on the ClickFunnels one that was his level 10 opportunity. And again, he talked about this whole idea of realizing that as you're developing your skills, you may start off and you've only got level 2 skills. It's very hard to find level 10 opportunities when you've got level 2 skills. Realize that what happens as you continue to grow and to improve your skill set, all of a sudden you then find yourself with level 5, level 10, or level 5, level 7, level 8 skill set. And now all of a sudden those other opportunities, level 10 opportunities, come to you. But it's because you dealt with all the level 2s and level 3 and level 4 opportunities as you were growing. At the time, you just weren't worthy for the opportunities that were eventually going to come your way. And I think that too often we get so frustrated just wanting so bad to have things happen faster. And I am probably one of the most impatient people in the world. But I also understand that through that lack of patience, I try to get as much done as I possibly can, realizing that as I'm going through that, and I think that's one of the keys, is to understand there's a difference between I'm just going to go through this process versus I'm going to grow through this process. Again, it's the G-O versus the G-R-O-W. And too often, we sit back and think, you know, I will do whatever it takes just to get through this thing. I just want this process to end. I'm done with this. I'm so frustrated. I just want it to end. And so we get so focused on, I'm just trying to go through. I'm just trying to get to the end. Where if you start looking at it, start asking the questions of, what am I supposed to grow through? What am I supposed to learn out of this? How am I going to be benefited from this? What are the things that how am I going to improve? What is going to be my skill set at the end? What types of things could I improve on? That's where success comes. That's where all of a sudden you look back and you think, oh my gosh, I can't believe how much I've learned, how much I've grown, how much I've developed. And it's that idea of growing through it versus going through it. Realize that so often we sit back and ask, you know, why me? Why me? I'm struggling so much. It comes so much easier for other people. And I think the other question you can ask yourself is, why not me? And realize that, you know what? There's certain things that you're going to get. There are processes you're going to go through that you're going to learn, and you're going to develop the skill set that is necessary to get those level 10 opportunities, to get the types of things that actually make a difference in your life. Again, Russell, over 130 different funnels. I had the opportunity to be involved in a lot of those funnels with him. And the frustrations of seeing, you know, it's not happening. And even though there was success along the way, it wasn't the amount of success that he wanted. It wasn't the life-changing success. It wasn't the impact that he wanted. It wasn't the opportunities that were there. And then all of a sudden what happens is you turn the corner and you think, man, I can't believe how much I've accomplished. And then it's like you hit the accelerator and you literally just get in the zone. And now all of a sudden things start coming to you. And you're like, oh my gosh, I don't know how this is happening. I'm not in control of this thing. And it's because you literally have paid the price. And I think too often, as we go through this entrepreneurial journey, we want so bad to have success that we're not patient enough to realize that you've got to go through it in a way that you grow and you develop. And all of us want to have instant skill sets. It just doesn't work that way. You gain those line upon line. You gain them a little here, a little there. I love listening to Myron Golden because he has so many different one-liners that are just gold to me. I know one of the things he was talking about just recently was this idea of to start making decisions instead of choices. I think so often we make a choice, but the difference between a choice and a decision is decision, just by the definition, is to cut off, meaning you literally cut off all other options. So I remember as I was going through college, I took a lot longer to get through college just because I was like, I wanted to have as many opportunities as possible. Realize, I understand right now the importance of opportunities, but sometimes your greatest opportunities come when you say no to things. Too often we sit back and we're just not willing to say no because you're afraid that I'm going to, gosh, if I say no, then that means I'll never have this opportunity again, or if I'm limiting myself. Realize that by saying no to things, you actually open the door to so many other opportunities and things you don't even know exist. And so Myron, as he was talking about this idea of choices, a lot of us make choices instead of decisions. And a choice is very wishy-washy. A choice is where I'm like, yeah, that sounds great. Let's do that. Versus you decide and it's like, no, listen, I am doing this. And by doing this, I am literally saying no to a ton of other things. I was talking with Alex Hormozi about this the other day. And one of the most important things he's learned through his years of being during this entrepreneurial journey is the importance of saying no fast. And the faster he's able to make a decision and say no, it then clears his mind and opens his mind and his whole world up to other opportunities. So realize as you're going through this process and you're looking for success, learn how to make decisions quickly. Understand that you're going to be growing through this instead of going through it. And look for the things that you actually can, how can I grow from this? What are the things I can develop? And to realize that your life and your journey through this is going to be filled with a bunch of different chapters. And each chapter is a part of your book of success. And don't worry that some of those chapters end with a whole bunch of drama. And sometimes they end with a bunch of trauma as well. But understand that all that makes for an amazing life. All that makes for the journey that you want to be able to look back on and say, oh my gosh, I cannot believe how blessed I am. I cannot believe all the things that have happened. And again, it's really easy to say, why me, why me? If you can stop the whining and say, why not me? Why, And by learning that opportunity comes, and you're going to have to step up. There's times you're going to have to pull on your big boy, your big girl pants and just realize, hey, this is just life, and to deal with it. Again, I hope that as you're hearing this and you're going through this, that you're starting to make some choices right away that actually, instead of being choices, become decisions. Make the decision that, you know what, I'm cutting off all these things to make this dream happen. Too often we sit back and we think, gosh, you know what, I want this, but I don't want to give up all these other things. You literally have to give up a whole bunch of stuff to get the success, to get the dreams and the happiness that you want. So find out those things that are most important. Find out the things that you literally can, you can cut off. And there's going to be certain things where you literally can't. And a lot of that is really determines the amount of success you're going to have as far as how fast can I actually make those decisions. Have an amazing day. I wish you all the success. If you're struggling trying to find out what to do next, by all means, go look at the One Funnel Away Challenge, onefunnelaway.com. It'll give you that opportunity to dive into things real quick, being 30 days. You have the opportunity of having a 30-day challenge of getting things set up. Our first week is a lot of personal development, a lot of things that actually help you clear a lot of the clutter and then really to be able to focus. Again, that's onefunnelaway.com. Have an amazing day. I can't wait to hear from you guys, and I can't wait to see some of your success in the near future. Take care. Have an awesome day. We'll talk to you guys soon.